From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Baseball star Roger Clemens is pleading not guilty to charges he lied to Congress about using steroids. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the retired pitcher appeared in a federal courtroom this afternoon in Washington to fight six counts of making false statements, perjury, and obstruction of Congress.
Roger Clemens developed a fierce reputation as one of baseball's toughest pitchers, and he appears to be taking the same approach to his criminal defense. Lawyer Rusty Hardin says they will fight the charges and challenge a former trainer who may be the government's key witness. Clemens showed up at the federal courthouse in Washington to face charges he lied to Congress 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Clemens falsely denied using steroids and human growth hormone that helped him recover from injuries and play in the major leagues for more than 20 years. Clemens faces a prison sentence of nearly 2 years if he's convicted. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The economy continues to dominate the agenda in Washington. Today, President Obama warned Senate Republicans against blocking a jobs bill that gives small business businesses, tax cuts and loans that he says won't put the country deeper in debt.
This bill is fully paid for. It will not add to the deficit, and there is no reason to block it besides pure partisan politics.
Tomorrow night, the president will address the nation about the U.S. role in Iraq, and later this week, he will host the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Residents in the Carolinas and northward are under warnings to stay alert for Hurricane Earl. The National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felkin says it may hit the U.S. coast later this week as a much stronger storm.
Earl is a solid Category 3 hurricane right now, and we do expect it to grow stronger up to at least a Category 4 hurricane sometime tonight or tomorrow. And we do expect it to remain a major hurricane as it's off the U.S. East Coast. So this is not a system that's going to die as it parallels the coast at all. It will remain a very powerful hurricane.
Now, bad weather is delaying BP's efforts to retrieve a blowout preventer atop the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says it'll take 2 to 3 days.
Once that blowout preventer is in place, The well will be in a position to withstand the pressures expected on the interception of the annulus by the Development Driller 3 and the drilling mud that will be forced in there when that happens.
Allen says seas are currently up to 8 feet high at the Macondo well site. Seven American troops in southern Afghanistan are dead. They were killed in two separate roadside bombings today. The deaths bring to 14 the number of American service members killed in eastern and southern Afghanistan in just the last 3 days. This as the U.S. increases its military presence in Afghanistan, with many troops being redeployed from Iraq. Latest from Wall Street, Dow is down 76 points at 10,074. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Obama administration is defending its six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports some Gulf state governors want it lifted now.
At a meeting of the Southern Governors Association in Birmingham, Assistant Secretary of the Interior Wilma Lewis said the administration is committed to getting deepwater drilling back in business.
But not business as usual. Rather, with the lessons of the Deepwater Horizon tragedy etched forever in our minds.
But Gulf Coast states have called the ban salt in the wound for a region already dealing with the economic fallout of the BP oil spill. Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour.
We consider it very, very bad policy, not just for the South, but for the country.
Lewis did announce a new exit strategy that could allow some rigs to resume drilling before the moratorium is lifted. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.
Authorities in Sudan say an American aid worker held hostage in that country for more than 100 days reportedly has been freed. They also say the two Russian pilots working with the UN are now being held captive in Sudan's Darfur region. Local authorities say the pilots were helping transport food supplies when they were kidnapped yesterday. Another mayor in Mexico has been killed in the country's growing drug violence along the Mexico-U.S. border. Marco Antonio Leal Garcia ran the town of Hidalgo in the border state of Tamaulipas. His predecessor was also assassinated 2 weeks ago. Tamaulipas is the same place where authorities found the bodies of 72 migrants last week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.